А дальше я хочу рассказать о так называемом нравственном аргументе. Помните, давно-давно мы с вами встречались и говорили о некоторых аргументах, которые свидетельствуют о бытии Божьем. И вот теперь я хочу об этом немножко поговорить. Таким образом, что это за соображение такое, которое будто бы может в какой-то степени, конечно, уверять человека в том, some extent persuade people that God exists. Самый важный аргумент какой?
So the most important argument is
the following. На бричке.
So a master is traveling on his cart. He is a well-educated man.
Бога нет.
So he was brought up in the spirit of the French Revolution. Thus he believes there is no God. And a commoner
они что, тебя слышат?
Starts crossing himself when he sees a church. The master starts laughing. They keep traveling, and the commoner keeps crossing himself again and again every time there is a church. And the commoner keeps silent. At last they arrive. The commoner gets paid. And then this commoner, who had kept silent all the time, started to speak. Master, what? And what if he does exist? The master didn't expect it. And what if he does exist after all? And all this
что
laughter and mockery is worth nothing. What
почему
is it?
Ты смеешься? А
what are you laughing at? And what if he really does exist? Then
говорят
what?
Даже так, что это был случай совершенно достоверный.
They say that it is a true story.
Поскольку я точно не знаю, что после этого барина настолько потрясли
sure that the master was so impressed by these words. And he was a very clever man
that
he not just started looking into Christianity and learning it, not just read the New Testament, but he even became a priest. And at the time of Revolution, he suffered for Christ. And what if he really does exist? So again and again we are coming back to our main question. Why do we have to speak about the evidence of God's existence? Because atheism is simply a version that has absolutely no grounds.
Есть вопросы христианства, понимание различных сторон христианской веры. Это другое. Атеизм не имеет никаких оснований, и тем не менее утверждает, что Бога нет.
Но
хорошо атеизм. А ты человек? А если он есть? И если действительно, со смертью человека наступает не смерть личности, а вступает как раз в область
there is no death of personality, but a person enters the sphere of full knowledge, because here
we are
like at night. It's like at night. We don't know what is going to happen in a minute to all of us or to everyone in particular. And if he does exist and there is eternity and the personality is immortal and everything will open. So can you imagine each of us and there is a magician who opens up everything that is in our souls, but not in my soul. I hope it's one of your souls. And then everything opens up, all the thoughts, all the desires,
какое лицемерие, сколько лжи, перед всеми.
Oh no, in front of everybody.
Друзьями, родными, знакомыми,
Our friends, relatives, acquaintances, and other people. So we should imagine that. And what is claimed, because here
we are limited with our flesh,
which is like a stone wall, which covers us from everybody. And nobody can see us, but there everything will be opened up. And if it is true, so how should I act in this case?
Are there any reasons or grounds to claim that there is no God? The answer is no. At the Soviet times,
I spoke to the academicians on atheism.
Запада, русской философии.
They
просто
really
приятно было человеком, поговорить
well.
В этом плане.
They really образованнейший человек.
Religion
well. They were well educated people.
Приезжал он сюда.
Could speak about orthodoxy and Catholicism.
И
and they arrived here to the religious academy. And we had a discussion. And I asked them about the grounds for atheism. It's amazing. They are well educated people. And suddenly there are no grounds
нет,
at all.
То,
there
смешно.
Are no grounds,
даже
because
говорил, да, да,
the grounds that some people provide are ridiculous. Even the academicians agree that indeed it's ridiculous.
Бог
they say there are sufferings.
But
what do they have to do with God? You know, God can be different, they can be different teaching, but it's not the question of existence when we speak about suffering.
But
from the Christian viewpoint, there is an answer. And why not? And how can we claim that now in Siberia there are no bears? There are woods for thousands of kilometers, and nobody can walk through them. Nobody walked in there. We can't even say if there is a bear or not until we can see. And we have the eternal world, which we can never study all of it. And how can we claim that there is no God? And indeed, it is a reasonable question to ask the same. So are there any grounds and reasons to believe that there is God? So we discussed a few arguments
and
different arguments can persuade us to different extent. We must understand that it's not mathematics. There are no absolute proofs, because that's a different sphere. But there are arguments, and we must know them. And in particular, one of these arguments, one of them is the question
того, что именуется совесть или нравственный закон. Даже народная мудрость говорит, что совесть – это голос Божий.
So they say that conscience is God's voice.
Но действительно возникает вопрос, откуда это и зачем это?
Where does it come from?
Если рассмотреть ту аргументацию, которая приводится вне христианской религии, то она действительно заставляет очень усомниться в силе этих аргументов.
These arguments.
Почему? Нам отвечают. Ну, как почему? Ну, человек все-таки существо биологическое. Homo sapiens. Социальная среда.
They live in society, and there is biology,
тому, было,
and a person is striving to comfort and pleasure.
Вот совесть является ничем иным,
and conscience
как вот
is nothing but the indicator which speaks about it.
Сами понимаете, что вот это соображение,
but you understand that this idea, what can we say
вот
about it?
Прям немаленький эссе
we can even write essays about it. What would you answer to this, that conscience is simply the reaction to the social environment?
Так, if it was so,
take a look how in the same social environment two people react differently. And their moral state does not absolutely depend on the outer and natural environment and social environment where they exist. It's clear that's not a biological aspect in a human being. Because a person can often act against biology.
И страдает он часто вовсе совесть его начинает говорить вовсе не тогда, когда он ущемляет свое тело чем, а когда совершает поступки, связанные с нравственностью, с нравственным законом. Но на это отвечают
and
таким образом. Answer, ну хорошо,
okay.
Но вот совесть является ничем иным, как вот тем свойством в человеке, которое обусловлено его общественной жизнью, то есть коллективной жизнью, ну, как говорят, социальной средой.
Так
вот, что такое совесть. Это порождение социального образа жизни. Ну, что на это можно сказать?
Respond to that.
First of all,
not just people, but also elephants and bees and ants live a social life. Do they have conscience? It's hard to notice it in any case. And secondly, and you will have to answer these questions.
So, more importantly, is
that people often find themselves in the same social environment. They often find themselves in the same family. At the same school, and so on. Everything can be the same, but they live differently. Someone is moral and someone is not. Christianity claims that people have free will, which is directly connected with the moral law, which people find inside, and it turns out that the moral law can be felt by all people, but it is not determined by the social environment. You know, when Dostoevsky wrote his novel Crime and Punishment, everybody noticed that
вскрывает очень глубоко
the novel really reveals
многие моменты души человека. Но что дальше это произошло? Буквально через полгода
of the human soul.
Произошла почти
but
такая точная
six
история.
Months later, the exact same story happened in real life, and
все ахнули, до чего
everyone was shocked by the way he had predicted and had illustrated these things. Raskolnikov was brought up in the free spirit, and he had an idea. There was an old woman, a usurer, who had money, and there was no use of that money.
Надо созидать царство, если хотите, благо на земле. Надо помогать всем. И пришла гениальная идея.
He thought it was necessary to help anyone, so he decided to kill that old woman, to take her money, and to start helping the poor. So you see, he had some ideas. So he wasn't just a criminal. So he killed that old woman.
И дальше к своему ужасу.
And to his utter terror,
студент Раскольников вдруг почувствовал такие угрызения совести.
Felt such pangs of conscience that he couldn't find peace anywhere. It seemed to be justified. The old woman would have died anyway.
The money would have gone
to some monastery and there would have been no use of it.
Очень справедливо. Все очень хорошо.
It all seemed to be reasonable and justified.
Замучила совесть.
And he
вот жалко вообще, couldn't stand the pains of conscience.
So this
как было
great
бы важно старшеклассникам прочитать этот роман
should be read by all the school children.
Как вскрывает, вскрывает эту душу человеческую, вскрывает то, что совесть. Оказывается,
a human
soul, это вовсе не порождение социальной
shows
среды
that conscience is
или какой-то идеологии,
determined
или просто даже мировоззрения в секулярном смысле этого слова. Да нет же!
Or
это,
by ideology, or by the worldview in the secular meaning of the word, no, it is something that can be found in the human nature.
Пока ничего не сделал,
and
пока
the
Раскольника не убил,
was amazing.
Ничего, совесть молчала.
So before
he killed,
his conscience had kept silent, and after he did it, he couldn't find peace anywhere. The only peace that he started to feel was when he started repenting. And he didn't just repent, but he actually wanted to compensate for it. He was ready to report himself. He wanted to suffer for what he had done.
So
he wasn't a Christian, and this inner feeling didn't depend on him. He had these new nihilistic ideas. So where did it come from?
Вы знаете, вот христианство утверждает,
you know,
действительно,
Christianity claims that indeed conscience is God's voice in people, because indeed
people
were created in God's image, and there is no other way to explain its origin.
То, что в одной
For example,
добром,
there is such an argument.
В другой среде
something can be regarded as good in one place and as
это
something
верно
evil elsewhere.
Это верно.
It is true.
Возлюби ближнего и возненавидь врага
твоего. For example,
возненавидь врага,
you can love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But in Christianity, it is evil because you must love your neighbor and your enemy.
And maybe
in that place where people believe that they should love their neighbor and hate their enemy, they won't have pangs of conscience. And a Christian would have pangs of conscience. But it's not about the subject of conscience. But it's about the property of conscience itself. But the conscience itself is present in people. You can change these components as you wish, it doesn't matter. But where does the voice of conscience come from? And why? Indeed. Indeed, conscience is a terrible thing. It prevents people from living the way they want. They say, without God, the road is open. Why is it open? Because you need to cross out the conscience. Because when we say God, we say conscience. Because
in this way,
a person feels God, because God and conscience are almost the identical notions in our understanding, because conscience is God's voice.
So
psychologists say that one of the reasons why atheism appeared
это желание жить, жить вопреки. То есть не то, что жить вопреки совести, а не считаться совестью.
conscience, because people don't want to take conscience into account.
В псалме, что мы читаем в Библии, это помните? Рече голову в песок.
So an atheist is acting like an ostrich who hides its head in the sand when danger is approaching.
And there is nowhere to go. Спрятался под стол, торчат ноги. Что сделать, чтобы избежать ответственности? А ответственность какая? Прежде всего, ответственность совести. Нет страшнее мучителя для человека, чем совесть.
There is no worse torturer for a person than conscience.
Знаете,
that's why there is such a protest against conscience. Do you remember the Great French Revolution? Do you remember the cult of reason? Do you remember the way it was expressed? It was a goddess of reason. They were carrying a naked woman, and it was considered as reason. So it was obvious for everyone what a noble doctrine that was. That was a goddess of reason.
So, why am I telling you all this?
Why am I telling you all this, my dear friends?
So
Christianity claims that the moral law is none other than a property intrinsic in people, not because a human being is a biological being, not because a human being is a social being.
No.
So the moral law is intrinsic in people, and that's it. And you know, sometimes there are such cases when some terrible criminals who can do anything. So it is a well-known fact when suddenly they have terrible pangs of conscience. Suddenly, when they remember what they did to a victim who was imploring them to stop, and they went on. So there was a time when he could do it cold-bloodedly, but suddenly he started feeling pangs of conscience. Many of them left notes. I am committing suicide because I cannot stand it anymore. That was the extent of suffering. Why? He is in prison among the likes of himself. He had a life sentence. He didn't need anything else. He should have forgotten about all of it a long time ago, and suddenly he has pangs of conscience.